Eastern was one of numerous colleges and universities where today the names of more than 6,300 men and women killed in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars were read aloud.
Captain Lowell T. Miller II. Sergeant Monta S. Ruth. Sergeant George Ray Drawn.
The reading in Richmond was special because the national commemoration was the brainchild of Brett Morris, EKU's Associate Director of Veterans Affairs.
It was kind of a word-of-mouth type thing, and eventually we grew and grew. The goal was to have at least one school in all 50 states. Now we have 183 schools in not only all 50 states, but we also have them in Puerto Rico, District Columbia as well.
The day was also special for keynote speaker Lieutenant General Robert Yerkes. While the veteran of combat in Korea and Vietnam said today's observation fittingly honors servicemen and women who have fought in all of America's wars, he noted the extreme sacrifices made by those people currently in uniform.
Repeated deployments are so stressful on the soldiers of today. Whereas when we went to war in Korea and Vietnam and so forth, we were there for the entire time, and today it's repeated deployments, and I just admire the modern soldier. They talk about World War II as the greatest generation. We got another greatest generation of soldiers today.
With this year's proceedings falling on 11-11-11, and at a time when America's wars in Afghanistan and Iraq are fading into history, this was not your average Veterans Day.
Ready, aim!
For WEKU News, I'm Ron Smith.